you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever like been to a restaurant and you thought, oh my God, I can't wait to try Cora's hotcakes or Denise's delicious apple pie? And you order this stuff like you know these people. Like, yeah, let me have Big Mama's meatloaf with a side of Aunt Annie's greens. And then for dessert, let me have Cora's cupcakes. And you really never take a moment to figure out where these recipes come from. What are they all about? How did they make them? There's a story behind every meal. You're not eating a bowl of food. You're eating a bowl of somebody else's culture. And so when my friend Coach Shay Sandifer came up with stories behind the menu, where she would take local and national chefs and have them prepare a meal and folks can come and enjoy the cuisine and then hear the stories behind those particular meals, I thought, this is brilliant. I'm in. And it is just a night of pure excitement and culture and food and wine pairings, and you get to meet new friends, and it's always sold out. And I was like, you know what, Coach Shay, you're gonna have to come on here ahead of time before you sell all the tickets, so I can let my listeners know about it, so we get a chance to buy tickets before they're all gone. So Coach Shay is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline to tell us about her next stories behind the menu, so we get a chance to buy some tickets before the event is sold out. Thank you, Coach Shay, because I'm so sick and tired of being on the outside looking in.
Hello, how are you?
Girl, I am good. Now, you got another Stories Behind the Menu coming up. Tell us all about that.
Yes, we do. Coming up this Thursday, December 12th, with Chef David Fima. So this one's a little special to me. I have known Chef David since I was 19 years old with his first restaurant, Minneapolis Cafe, in the 90s. So this is like full circle to come back and be able to have him come to my event and be a chef.
Wow. Oh, my God. Okay, so how did you lock down David Fima? Because he's one of the hottest chefs in town. His schedule is bananas.
Well, yeah, so I booked him a while ago, so a year ago. So that's how. So those type of chefs, you know, you have to get a year in advance. But, you know, we've kept in contact over the years and been following each other and everything we've been doing. And he said he was so proud of, you know, how I've grown. And, you know, it's been great to see him and how he's just, you know, evolved too, through all of his different restaurants and his concepts. And so it was a blessing to be able to sit down with him and say, this is what I'm doing, and I'd love to have you be part of our 2024 season.
Okay, Stories Behind the Menu. Talk to us about that concept. How does that work?
So we take four chefs a year of color, and we storytell how the only true cuisine in the United States is indigenous. Everything else was brought into enslavement or immigration. So I created a dinner book club around that. So I wanted to hone in on culture, cuisine, and that story behind it and how it's changed America. So a chef takes a book or documentary that focuses on their heritage. The audience knows about that ahead of time. And then they curate a five-course dinner around that and storytell between each cuisine through food and culture. And they recreate how, if you went to their house, what would that be and what would that feel like? And so we make that event tangible, sustainable, and something that makes you feel good, but also to break down those barriers and something that's educational, right? And so you don't sit by who you come with. which is hard for Minnesotans. They like to be in control. They don't like that they can't sit by their friend. But we're very intentional about that because it changes the dynamics, right? If you can have a great conversation with someone that you don't know about things that maybe have bothered you in the past, but now it makes it easy. And if you don't know what to say to them, we have conversation pieces on the table.
Okay, we are talking to Coach Shay. She's got another Stories Behind the Menu coming up on Thursday, December 12th. David Fima is going to be there. They're going to have a 4-to-5-course dinner with beverages, tantalizing your taste buds. This is going to be at the Mosaic downtown Minneapolis at 6:30, from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. So you can work, go to work late, work a little bit late, and then just leave the office and go on over to the Mosaic and have dinner, a 4-to-5-course dinner with David Fima and, you know, some of your new best friends, because Coach Shay's going to make you sit by somebody you don't know. And this is the thing, Coach Shay, this is not a concert. People are not going to be standing around holding plates. This is not like appetizers or hors d'oeuvres or finger food. You are sitting down having dinner with people. Talk to me about that, because for people who've never come, they don't really know what to expect.
Yeah, so you come in, you get a signature cocktail from that culture. So we're excited to see what his signature cocktail will be. We do like 30 minutes of mingling. So this is a great part. So we're bringing in health equity, right? So our wonderful sponsors, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Surly Beer, we have the wine company. So those are big components of this dinner. So once we get in there, you're then going to have pairings with Surly Beer and different wines. So we're doing a taste of Morocco. So a lot of people don't know Chef Fima is from Morocco, so he is African. So we are, that's the fun part about this one. So you are going to come in and you're going to get a little bit of culture, you're going to get food, you're going to get drinks. So no, you're not just getting appetizers, you're getting 5-course meals. And so make sure you get tickets ahead of time, because it's not tickets at the door. But you're going to have a whole experience. And then we have a wonderful Q&A with our moderator, Luis Argueta, with David at the end. That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So folks can go to the website to get tickets. StoriesBehindTheMenu.co.com. StoriesBehindTheMenu.co. Scroll to about the middle of the page and you'll see David Fima's handsome face, it'll give you all the information about this Thursday's event. There is a little button on the website. You click purchase tickets and it'll take you to a spot where you can actually buy tickets. And Coach Shay, I thank you so much for coming on, because these events always sell out. And you know, one of the things that I try to do on this show is talk to my listeners about being intentional, about making new connections. And you know, that's something that people think that they can do in the new year, but they don't have to wait to make a resolution. You've given them a space and a place where they can come this Thursday and immerse themselves in someone else's culture, make new friends, and start, you know, creating new opportunities to make the city better, right?
Yes, and that's what we're doing. We are here to be on the opposite side of what we already all know, right? And so we are here to heal together. Our goal is to lead with empathy and love and heal from the inside out. And we are doing this. We are 15 chefs in. 4 years later, we have wonderful partners, and now we partner with Mayo Clinic. So we've gone national. We just finished our first national dinner down in Jacksonville, Florida. And so, you know, it's just been great to be able to expand throughout the United States, and we are going to keep doing that.
I just so appreciate this work that you are doing, making it fun and new and creative, so that we can do the work, but do it in a way that's different, because everybody has a role in a lane, and you just created a new lane for yourself, doing this work in a new and creative way that makes it easy for us to come together and to talk over a meal. I mean, this is just such a brilliant idea. It's exactly what we needed, and we didn't even know we needed. Coach Shay, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you.
And you all, if you need tickets to this event, you want to get more information, storiesbehindthemenu.co. It is Coach Shay's baby. Go down toward the end of the page and you'll see David Fema's face. That's where you can go and purchase your tickets. But you can get information, you can see pictures. Just looking at the pictures makes me want to go. I don't know about anybody else, but one of the things that I want to make sure to do is get out in community more. Meet people that I don't already know. Make connections. Get some new and creative ideas. You know, what does it say? If you do what you always did, you're going to get what you always got. And I want to get something new and different, not just for myself, but for my children. And so when you go to these events, you never know who Coach Shay is going to sit you next to. It could be your next business deal. It could be your next spouse. Hello. It could be my future ex-husband. And so I love eating, I love drinking, I love good food and good drinks and good company. And that's exactly what this is. For those of you who are new to the Twin Cities and you're trying to figure out, I just got here. I just got this job at General Mills. I don't have my tribe. I just started working at Fairview. I don't know a soul in the Twin Cities. This is the perfect place for you. This Thursday night at 6:30 at the Mosaic in Minneapolis. You've got to purchase your tickets online though, because this is not a stand-up. Anybody can come. Coach Shay is sitting you down. You've got real plates, real forks, a real 4 to 5 course meal. And so the space is limited. And I'm so glad that she took the time pull over in her car to talk to us about it, because the last time she came on, there were only a few tickets left. And so by the time we finished our interview, some viewers were trying to go online and buy the tickets and they couldn't because they sold out. And so I'm so glad that she made some time for us today. So I encourage you, storiesbehindthemenu.co, especially for folks who are just moving to the Twin Cities, who have not found their tribe yet, who don't have a lot of friends, you're getting homesick, you're a little bit lonesome. This is your spot. These people could be your tribe. We'll be right back. It is 1:21. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's been a rough week for us in Minnesota. Everybody can't remember where they were on Tuesday when we found out that the CEO of UnitedHealthcare was gunned down in New York City, headed to their annual meeting in cold blood, in broad daylight, on the streets. And the video is just chilling. If you haven't watched it, don't. Unless you're an investigator and you're trying to solve this crime, don't look at it. Because I made the mistake of doing so. And I have, it has not set well with my spirit since I did. What I should have been looking at was the photo of his wife and his children and how blessed they are to have had him in their lives for that particular amount of time, and how hard it's going to be to move forward without him. Those children, they lost their father. And so it was just sad for me to see that video, and then to hear the stories and watch the people talking about it online. It was a lot. It was a lot, and nothing can be compared to what his family is going through. His friends, the people who loved him, the people who worked with him, and just as a coincidence, I had a meeting with UnitedHealthcare that day at 2 o'clock to meet with some of their leadership team, because I partner with them with my podcasting network. And so that meeting was rescheduled, but I went to the Keystone Luncheon with the Minneapolis Regional Chamber that afternoon. I was invited by the folks at Clear Channel Outdoor to go and sit at their table. And it was just a bunch of the city CEOs from some of the Fortune 500 companies and some of the smaller and mid-sized companies as well. And as I sat in the room, I got absolutely afraid. Because at the time, and we still don't know, why was this man gunned down? Is somebody coming for the next CEO? Is there a list? And I looked around and I didn't see one security officer. Not one. And so I asked someone at the hotel where the event was. He had on a jacket and I thought, oh, okay, this guy must be security. I said, excuse me, are you the security? And he said, no, I'm with the wait staff. And I was like, we don't have anybody covering us. Now, one thing you're not going to catch me doing out here in these streets is not having somebody to protect me. And I know people say all the time, why you always got a security guard at the fair? Everybody's coming to have fun. Everybody ain't coming to have fun. There are some bad actors out here. And I want to make sure that I make it safely home to my children. And I'm the CEO of a small company. But if I'm out somewhere and folks know my location like today, you best believe and know without a shadow of a doubt that I have security. Somebody who is standing guard to watch over me. If my children are here, watch over my children as well, to make sure that when we are done out in community doing whatever it is that we're doing, that we get safely in our cars and we drive safely home. So while I was sitting at that Keystone luncheon, realizing that the CEO of one of our companies had just been shot and killed, I called my own security because I saw that I could not depend on the hotel we were having the event in to provide any. And I asked him if he could please meet me at the location. I gave him my table number and I asked him to come. And 20 minutes after I called him, he showed up. And I felt safe. I felt secure. He actually, unless they had some people hiding behind the wall, he was the only security officer that I saw. And he took it upon himself to secure the room. I was like, where you going? He was like, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to see where all the entry and exit points are. And then I'm going to come back in. And I'm just going to do a general sweep of the room to just make sure that everything looks secure. And then if I see anything out of line, then I'll alert the hotel. And he was very professional. He called the hotel. He let them know that he was coming and that he would be armed and that I had called him. And he was protecting one of the CEOs in the room. And there were several people from larger companies who thanked him for being there, because I don't think anybody had thought about that. And folks would say, you are paranoid. You know, you don't really need that. It doesn't take all that. You know what? Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. Especially you, if you are a high profile person, there are very capable security companies right here in the Twin Cities. You don't have to fly anybody in that do a really good job, who are licensed and bonded, who provide security for corporate CEOs, for families, you know, high profile folks, even going on vacation. When we went to when Brandon Brown, the NASCAR driver, invited my family to a NASCAR race in Wisconsin, we hired a security guard in Wisconsin. Mr. Kirk came and walked with us everywhere we had to go. He sat outside of our trailer while we slept. He did 12-hour shifts with another officer so that we can make sure that we were safe. I'm not going to be no sitting duck. And so for folks out there who are in these high-profile positions, if you are a CEO or if you are someone who people readily recognizes, just look into it. Just take a moment. And I don't even remember when I decided that I needed to do it. I think it may have come after somebody threw a storm grate through my window when my kids were in the car and I was coming to work at CCO Radio, because these folks know where I work. And on the weekends, you just park at a meter, and my spirit told me to go park in my reserve spot that I pay for in the garage. And I thought, well, I got to go up the ramp and I got to park and I got to go through the skyway and it's not open on the weekends. I'm just going to park over here at this meter. Well, they were waiting on me. And when I pulled up, they had a big old giant storm grate and threw it through my window. And I had my son Andrew with me. And so that, along with the threats that I received ever since then, when I'm out in community, I have armed security with me. And so if I'm doing it, if I'm conscious about it, if I'm looking around to make sure that I'm safe, I need the folks who are really making the money, the big time CEOs. I don't care what your industry is. Go ahead and make the investment, so that when you are somewhere and people know that you are in that location, it's being broadcast and advertised. It is public information because you're working at a publicly traded company. Make sure that you have some people who have your back so that you can make it home to your family. We'll be right back. I think about it all the time. When I was a child growing up, we didn't have a lot. My mother worked and my father worked, but there was barely enough money to pay all the bills. There was me and my two sisters and my brother. They had a house, so they were paying a mortgage, which was new. I think my mother was the first homeowner in our family, in three generations. And so that was a stretch for them to have a mortgage. My family went straight from subsidized housing to a mortgage. There was no in between. And that was a stretch for them financially. And then my father got laid off and my mother would work all day long. And then she would come home and then she would refresh and reset. And then she would go and clean office buildings all night. And so it was the kindness of strangers who would come and donate toys. And whether we were going to a community center or a bar, one time we went to a club, or they brought them to our church. We had a gift under the tree. So now that I'm grown and an adult, and I have children myself, I can look out and see people who are doing the work to put smiles on the faces of children. Like me when I was a child and we didn't have any money, to make sure that these kids don't wake up and don't have a gift under the tree and not know why, right? And so I just first I have to salute Mike Oker because he is doing amazing work on the north side, making sure every Christmas that kids have an amazing Christmas by giving away gifts. Mike is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Mike, thank you so much for the work that you do to spread holiday cheer each and every year.
Shaletta, thank you so much. You are amazing. You are out here in the forefront of doing so many things for not only the kids with autism and the families that have kids with autism, mine being one as such, but everything you do in the community as well in all other areas. I watched you blow up over the last couple of years since I was introduced to you, and you helped me with my event, I think it was 2 years ago. And I'm just extremely proud of you. I just wanted to say that. And thank you for having me back on your show to talk about this amazing event that we're able to put on in North Minneapolis again this year. It is going to be geared a little different this year because we did lose a little bit of our major funding. So we are getting together. We had 25 biker clubs, and we also have some organizations and businesses in North Minneapolis that are all getting together still to have a big party for the kids at Creekview Park. And we're going to have pictures with Santa and food. And we've got Walter Q-Bear Banks from KMOJ Radio. We'll be there DJing for the kids. So we'll have plenty of activities. And we have face painting. And we've got our clowns. And we have just a myriad of activities for the kids. We've got bounce houses. And we're just going to have a big party this year at the park with some food and pictures with Santa Claus. We have Dwayne, our picture man, is coming, and he's going to have physical photos with frames that they can take home with them, and they can have something to put on their refrigerator
that.
Or whatever, on the mantle at home. And yeah, get to come see Santa and have pictures. Charles Caldwell, one of my great friends and a mural artist in North Minneapolis, did all my amazing murals back on in the day at the 4th Street Saloon, and many more. He's working on an amazing mural on Kemp's on Broadway Avenue. He is my partner in crime out there with Santa Claus. Me and him are going to be Santa Claus, so we have two Santa Clauses at the event. And, yeah, it's going to be a great party. I'm so excited. And every year the bikers come together and the organizations. We have McDonald's supplying some of the food, Solo Foods is supplying some of the food, and amongst others that are coming together to just put together this great event. So it's not me, Shaletta.
Okay,
I
now,
get to do the organizing.
I know, but somebody got to organize it. Somebody got to get all these
people
together.
Now,
it is on December 14th. Tell the people what time and where again.
Creekview Park. It's located at 5001 Humboldt Avenue in North Minneapolis. And we've got the whole park. We've got the gymnasium, the food area, and everything. So we've got the whole park for everybody. There won't be any long outdoor lines or anything. We're going to have a huge party inside the gymnasium. So it'll all be indoors. December 14th, this coming up Saturday, coming up this next week here. And it will be held from noon to 4. And all kids are welcome. It's all free. We'll have a lot of stuff and fun and food and games, activities, and everything for the kids. It's going to be a great time.
I cannot wait. It's going to be so fun, and it's going to be such an amazing event. But the reason that I asked you to come on the show, because there is a need. You need somebody in a Grinch costume.
We absolutely do.
Okay, talk to me about that, because there's got to be somebody out there who is in theater or who has a costume shop or who just does this kind of stuff for kids on the side because they're retired. You need a Grinch costume. Talk to me about that, because that's, I was like, wait, he needs something he's always given and now he needs. It's our turn to give back to you. So talk to me about the Grinch costume and do you need somebody to be in the costume? You need just the costume? Give me the scoop.
What brought that to my mind was that last year, somebody out of the blue showed up at our event, and we didn't know who they were. They were an amazing Grinch in theater costume, just full-on Grinch attitude and everything, and was there for the whole party with the kids. They had a great time taking pictures and just playing with the kids and having a blast, and he disappeared as quick as he appeared. And we didn't have a contact for him, and I just know he was the life of the party. And I know if we had an opportunity to get a hold of him or anybody that has a Grinch outfit that they would like to come and spread some love for the kids in North Minneapolis and beyond and have a great time at the event, it was a blast.
Okay, so if you are out there and you are a Grinch, you have a Grinch costume. You enjoy hanging out with kids. Mike needs you next Saturday. Okay, how can they get in touch with you? If there's somebody who's saying, you know what, I need to give back. I got this Grinch costume. I haven't been using it. Or they've got somebody at a costume shop who says, you know what, I got this extra Grinch costume. Nobody is renting it next Saturday. Let me go ahead and donate it to Mike and his crew. And somebody can jump in that costume, have a good time, and then bring it.
We got plenty of bikers.
How can
you get somebody to do it? That would be great.
How can they get in touch with you?
I'll put my number out there. I have no problem with that. Shaletta is 612-220-4939. And if there's anybody else that has any other Christmas-oriented costumes that they'd like to come and entertain the children with us, we're welcome to anybody that wants to volunteer.
All right, we got 612-220-4939 looking for all Grinches. You know what? I just had this great idea because I have great ideas all the time, Mike.
You know how they have the like.
You know I do. You know I do. You know I do. Okay.
You too.
You know how they have the like the 100 Santas. You know how they have the 100 Santas run and they have like
Grinches.
A big run.
That would be amazing.
Let's get 100 Grinches. Let's get 100 Grinches. You already know where
amazing.
I'm going. You know me so well.
Yes,
we want
yes.
100 Grinches next Saturday at Mike's party. We don't just want one Grinch. We want 100
You're
next
amazing,
Saturday
Shaletta.
Afternoon. We want. I want you to call Mike 612-220-4939. We are calling all Grinches. We need you. Mike, thank you so much for being on the show. This is always fun
hanging
out. Thank
you so much. You are an amazing person, and I loved hearing about the We rock the spectrum, and I am going to bring my granddaughter.
Yes.
She's going to love that. So, yes,
oh,
I'm
you
excited.
Guys are going to love it. And when you come, you make sure you tell them that you know me, and I'm actually going to leave a gift card for you at the front desk, so you don't
awesome,
have to pay.
Shaletta.
So when you come, you tell them that you have a gift card, that I left it at the front desk, and then there's for 2 hours, it's like $18, but it's like on
yeah.
system, so there's not like somebody tapping on the shoulder telling you gotta
right.
leave. So you'll have 2 hours. So you come on over, bring your grandbaby who's on the spectrum, and y'all come in here and play and have a good time. You'll love it.
Thank you so much, Shaletta, for everything that you do as well. You are
all right.
Amazing.
God bless you. Thank
God bless you.
And y'all stick around. We've got more to come. To the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station, broadcasting live from Woodbury. I'm in the East Metro at We Rock the Spectrum on Wooddale Lane in Woodbury, right off of 494. It is an indoor playground for kids with autism. And the place is packed. It's the grand opening. It's free today. They'll be open until 5 p.m. So come on down and hang out with me. My kids are here. Sean is here. Our security team is here. And it is just a safe space. It is a beautiful space. They have sensory friendly swings and slides and glides, and the floor is padded. There's only one way in and out of the play area, so the kids can't sneak out of a back door or room. The way it's designed is that the parents can sit. It's not a bar, but it's kind of like a raised elevated place. And there's like, you know, the bar stools, and you can just sit and watch your kid. You know, and the thing about when you have a child with autism, if you go to a park or a play place, once they go inside, you got to see them because they'll sneak out. They'll sneak away. And this place allows you to have a line of sight on where your child is and what they're doing. So I'm in the sensory room, right? Where if kids get a little too overstimulated, they can come in, they can lay down. There's a mat here. They can find some squishies. There's some balls. There's some poppets. And then they can go back out and keep playing. There's a teen room because a lot of times kids with autism have older siblings. And, you know, you can't split up the family, right? But the teen child needs something fun to do while their autistic younger sibling is playing. And so there's air hockey and pickleball and all kinds of fun stuff in the teen room, basketball, where they can go and hang out. There's snacks. There's a vending machine. There's toys that you can purchase. It's just a really beautiful place. And I'm so proud of Jocelyn Martinez and her husband, transplants from the Twin Cities. They got here from Georgia. I met them probably about 3 years ago at a retreat for parents who have autistic kids. It was out on the lake in Wisconsin. We were in the woods. We couldn't get any cell phone coverage. We just relaxed. We cried. We hugged. We laughed. We got to know each other. And she was from Georgia. And she was talking about how difficult it was to access services and how she wanted to do a play place like this and couldn't and was meeting roadblocks. And she's got six boys on the spectrum and, has a nonverbal child and how they were on a waiting list and it was going to be at least a decade before they came off. And so I start telling her about Minnesota. And how we have legislators like Carrie Dietzick and Tim Walz and Peggy Flanagan and Melissa Hortman and Bobby Joe Champion who care about families. And when we say we put families first, we mean it. We don't just care about the unborn kids. We care about the kids who are alive. And so we have legislation that requires insurance companies to pay for things like ABA therapy. We have programs like the Consumer Support Grant that parents can get paid to stay home and take care of their kids or get a PCA to do it so they can run to the store to get some respite. I mean, when I started telling Josephine about it and how the wait list here for services was maybe 10 months and she was looking at facing a 10-year wait list in Georgia, she packed up her whole family, all six kids and her husband, and moved to the land flowing with milk and honey known as Minnesota. And I need y'all to know something. When I'm out in other parts of the country and I'm telling people what the state of Minnesota does for special needs children, they are blown away. They are amazed. I've had people go back to their social workers and say, "Do we have anything like this here in Ohio? Or do we have anything like this here in Georgia? Or maybe I was asking for the wrong thing. I'm in Texas. Do we have anything like the Consumer Support Grant or the Paid Parent Program or the Respite Care? Are you sure that the wait is 10 years? Are you sure that we don't pay for ABA therapy here?" All the things that parents in other states are fighting for, that they're lobbying legislators, that they are rallying, that they are marching, that they are speaking in committee hearings about, we have access to in Minnesota. Which is why whenever I talk to our legislators, I say thank you. I say thank you because we take for granted that the programs that we have here are everywhere else. And that is absolutely not the case. And it is not lost on me that I am in the East Metro. And this is a play place for kids with autism. So the place is filled with kids on the spectrum and their parents. Some of them I know, some of them I'm meeting for the first time, some of them I've seen in other settings, right? And we're all here together and we're safe. Our kids are safe. The doors are locked. There's one way in and one way out. We've got a line of sight on our children. This place is something that I prayed for my kids so that we could come and play together as a family. It wouldn't be too overwhelming. It's safe and locally owned. I love supporting small business owners. I love supporting people who have a dollar and a vision and a dream and step out on faith. I'm so proud of Josephine and her husband Oliver who put this place together for families like mine. I look around and they have spared no expense. They have spared no expense. There are toys for the kids. There's state-of-the-art stuff. This is the stuff that they have in the therapy centers. This is the stuff that you see online, and it's like a wish list. Like, my God, I wish I had this. My son Daniel has been swinging nonstop in a sensory swing where he gets wrapped up and he can just calm and, be relaxed. And it's just absolutely beautiful. And so I hope you come down to support Josephine and her husband at We Rock the Spectrum in Woodbury on Wooddale. You can go to We Rock the Spectrum Woodbury.com, and it's a franchise location. So in the next hour, I'm going to be talking to the CEO of the whole We Rock the Spectrum. She came all the way here to Woodbury for the grand opening today. So I want to find out more about this organization and how they all got started. And also, I'm going to check in with my friend Steve Thompson. You know, he's got a show coming on after mine. It's my absolute favorite part of the show because Steve is such a good friend. He's like my work husband. He helps me. He makes sure my equipment's right. He gets me straight. He gets me tall. He gets me situated. So y'all stick around. We've got more of the Shaletta Show coming.